请起立，我们一起来念神的话语。今天起因将经文的章节是马太福音26章69节到27章第10节。我们轮流念这个经文，我从我开始。彼得在外面院子里坐着，有一个使女前来说：“你素来也是同那加利利人耶稣一伙的。”既出去到了门口，又有一个使女看见他，就对那里的人说：“这个人也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。”过不多的时候，旁边站的人前来对彼得说：“你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露出来了。”彼得想起耶稣所说的话：“鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我”，就出去痛哭。就把他捆绑解去，交给交给巡抚比拉多。我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪了。他们说：“那与我们有什么相干？你自己承担吧。”祭司长拾起银钱来说：“这是血价，不可放在库里。”那块田直到今日还叫做血田。我们一起念最后一节：买了摇户的一块田，这就照着主所吩咐我的。愿神赐福给他话语并遵行他话语的人。请坐。下面我们请吴牧师证道。
早上好。
Morning.
Good morning.
Yep. Sorry, that's all the Chinese I'm going to say today. Sorry. But it is good to have this opportunity to speak with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能跟大家分享这个信息。
And today I want to talk to you about life's failures.
今天我要谈生命中我们所面对的许多失败。
In each of our lives, it doesn't matter who we are, we're going to encounter different failures.
无论我们的生命是什么样的，我们都会面对许多的失败。
They may be big, they may be small.
也许是很大的一个失败，也许是很小的一些失败。
Last Sunday, I had my own minor failure.
那么上一个礼拜天，我有我自己的一个小小的失败。
We had two students from our congregation, from our EM congregation, that were getting their degrees from Brandeis University.
我们英文部有两位学生要从 Brandeis University 得到他们的学位，要参加他们的毕业典礼。
Yeah, so I wanted to go to their commencement and see them get their diplomas.
所以我就很希望去他的这个毕业典礼，给他们一些支持，给他们一些勉励。
I arrived at Brandeis a few minutes late, but fortunately when I got to the building, I also saw another of our members walking in.
我去 Brandeis University 稍微迟了一点，但我也看到其他的人也在那个时候走进 Brandeis University.
So I said hello to my friend, and we both walked into the building that they told us the commencement was being held at. So we walked in and found where the commencement was in, and we took our seat.
所以我们彼此问好，我们一起走进去，是在那个体育馆里头。那个毕业典礼已经开始了，我们进去也找到了位置坐下来。
I got a commencement program and started looking through through the little booklet.
我们也有那个单张，这个进行的程序。我在那个地方开始读那个程序。
I found our friends' names and was anxiously awaiting for them to call their names.
所以我也看到这两位学生的名字在那个单张上头，很希望看到呀，他们读他们的名字。
More than an hour went by, and I realized the names were being called very slowly.
那么一个小时之后，发现好像这个名字被叫出来，进行的非常的缓慢。And
not only were they announcing the names, but they were talking about the degrees these people were getting, the awards they won, the research that they were doing.
他们不但宣告这个名字，他也告诉大家他的这个学位是什么样的学位。
I thought if they were going to do this for everyone listed in the program, we were going to be here for 5 hours.
那么如果照这样的一个速度，我可能要在这里坐五个小时。
And then when I was looking or listening to the names being called and looking at the sheet, one other thing occurred to me is that all these people were getting their degrees in some field related to biology.
我在坐在那里听，发现这些人得学位的都是生物学的学位。And
my friends were not biology majors.
我的两个学生不是这个生物学的毕业生。
So I tried to text another friend that I knew was going to be there.
所以我就传一个电子信，问我的一个另外一个朋友，那么他们是不是在那个地方参加毕业典礼？
No response.
没有人回答。
So then I tried texting another friend that I thought was going to be there.
我很快的再送另外一个朋友这一个电子信，是不是他们在那个地方？
I asked her if she was at the commencement, and she said she was.
她说，耶，她是在那个毕业典礼里头。
And then I said, is there only one location for the ceremony?
这个毕业典礼是不是只在一个场合里头进行？
And she goes, oh no, there's a large ceremony taking place in the gym, and then a smaller one taking place in another room just past the gym on the left.
然后他就打回来告诉我说，哦，那里有两个地方，这个大的毕业典礼是在那个gym里头，在这个体育馆里头，那么小的是在走道你继续走，在这个大的体育馆的旁边一个房间。
She goes, oh, we're all in the smaller room to the left of the gymnasium.
所以我们都是在那个小的房间里头，在这个体育馆的旁边。So
my friend and I quickly realized we're in the wrong location.
所以我很快的知道我们是在一个错误的，不是一个正确的地方。So
we quickly gathered our stuff and started to move to the other room.
所以我很快的把东西拿在手上，跑到另外一个房间去。And
then my friend sends me another text.
那么我的朋友又送了一个小的电子信。She
goes, oh, they already called their two friends' names and the program's almost ending.
所以这两位学生的名字已经被宣告了。So
I'm like, fail.
这个已经
Total failure.
好像是一个很大的一个失败。We
were embarrassed, but fortunately we were able to see our friends after the ceremony and congratulate them in person.
所以非常不好意思，但是我们还是去恭贺他们。
I mean, obviously, this is just a really small, minor failure.
当然，这是一个很小的一个失败。But
what if our failures are not so small?
如果我们的失败不是那么小。What
do you do when you majorly fail in life?
如果你在生命里有那重大的一个失败，你要怎么样子来面对？One
could argue that there were no bigger failures in history than the ones we just read about.
你可能会想，在所有我们所面对的失败，大概没有像刚刚我们经里头读到的那两个失败。We
see Peter who denied Jesus 3 times.
我们看到彼得他不认主，有3次的这个不认主的一个记录。Well,
Judas betrayed Jesus, placing him into the hands of his enemies.
犹大他甚至于把主卖给他的敌人。
And as I was reading this account, I found it interesting that Matthew places these two stories side by side.
我发现，这个 马太他很有意思，这个作者把这两段故事放在一起。
And I don't think that it's a coincidence that these two stories are right next to each other.
那我们想象这两个故事被放在一起不是偶然的。
Because Matthew wants us to contrast these two men, Peter and Judas.
因为马太可能是用心要把这两个故事做一个对比。
He wants us to see the differences and learn from them.
他要我们看到这两个人的一个对比，让我们能够学到一些功课。
So this morning I'm going to point out some of these differences and show us how it can apply to our lives today.
所以今天早上我要把这两个人的一些不同，一些的对比跟大家讲解。
So regarding the failures, the first point I would make is that Peter failed in his intent, but Judas intended to fail.
那么彼得他的失败是他不能够达到他那原本良善的一个用心。那么犹大他是处心积虑的去做那败坏的事情。
Yeah. If you can understand the English, let me say that again. Peter failed in his intent, while Judas intended to fail.
所以你从英文的话你可以了解得很清楚。中文上彼得他是失败在他不能够达到他原本良善的一个动机，但是犹大他的动机就是去做那败坏的事情。
If you look back earlier in chapter 26 of Matthew, you can see the initial prediction of Peter's denial.
所以我们看到马太26章耶稣基督对彼得的一个预测，你要有三次不认主。
In verses 31-35, it says, Jesus, knowing that his arrest and execution were imminent, tells his disciples that they would all fall away from him.
那么26章31节到35节，耶稣对他们说，今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记得说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。
It's not that they would cease being his disciples, but they would lack the courage to stand up for him.
这不是说他们要停止，他们不再成为耶稣基督的门徒，而是他们面对的那个情况，他们都要跌倒。
But Peter, having the strong personality that he has, says he would never fall away from Jesus.
彼得就有那么很坚强的一个性格，他说我绝对不会跌倒。
And then Jesus warns Peter that he would actually fail even more than all the other disciples by denying him three times.
耶稣更加强了他的那个预测，说你要在鸡叫之前有三次不认我。
But Peter becomes even more insistent and swears that he would never deny Jesus. In fact, he would die for Jesus.
彼得他的那个性格显现得更强烈，他说我不单单是不会去不认你，那么我甚至宁可也要跟你一起同死，我也不会去不认你。
So we see that Peter never intended to fail like this.
那么彼得他的的确确他从来不用心去好像去失败。
He never wanted to deny Jesus.
他从来不愿意要将来有一个什么样的情况他不认主。
He said he would pledge allegiance to Jesus, even if it would cost him his life.
他说宁可他的生命也一起丧失，他也不会去不认主。
And to his credit, we find in the Gospel of John that after Jesus was arrested, it was only John and Peter that followed after Jesus.
我们可以看到，当耶稣被逮捕的时候，那么只有彼得跟约翰这两个人还跟随着耶稣基督走到那个法庭那边。
The rest of the disciples were nowhere to be found.
那么其他的门徒在经文上都没有提了。
But John tells us these two men, Peter and John, followed Jesus at a distance to the courtyard of the high priest's home.
所以就看到彼得和约翰这两个人在远远的跟随这个耶稣基督，那个时候他已经被逮捕。他们进到这个大祭司的那个院子里面。
John had a connection with the high priest, so John was allowed to enter the home while Peter was only allowed to enter the courtyard.
那约翰他因为认识里面的人, 所以他可以进入那个大祭司的房子里面去, 那么彼得他只能够进到那个院子里。
But being out there in the courtyard alone, afraid, and apart from Jesus was too much for Peter.
那么彼得可能是心里头充满了恐惧, 那么他所看到的这一幕的确对他带来极大的震撼。
And so though he swore he would never deny Jesus or fall away from Jesus, he now swears up and down as we read that he doesn't even know the man.
他的确他曾经保证他不会去不认耶稣。
And once again, though Peter failed in his intent to follow Jesus, Judas intended to fail.
那么彼得他的失败是他不能够达成他原来的那个用心。 那么大卫那犹大却是那一位他用心去做败坏的事。
We can also read the initial account of Judas agreeing to betray Jesus in Matthew 26.
所以我们也可以从马太26章看到犹大他是怎么样子把耶稣卖了。
In verses 14 and 15, it says this, it says, Then one of the 12, the man called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?
那么我们看到26章14节到16节, 那么当下十二门徒里有一位称为加略人犹大的去见祭司长说, 我要把他交给你们, 你们愿意给我多少钱? 他们就给了他30块钱。
Out of his own initiative, Judas goes to the chief priest.
所以是犹大他自己 直接的,主动的,到那个大祭司长那边去,要把耶稣卖给他们。
The rest of verses 15 and 16 say that the chief priest counted out 30 pieces of silver for him, and then he looked for a time when he could betray Jesus.
那么我们看到大祭司长在那个时候,在那算这个钱,算出来了说要30块钱,我们就把这个30块钱付给你。
Scholars have equated 30 pieces of silver to the equivalent of about 4 months of pay.
30块钱相当于那个时候4个月的工钱。
So depending what you consider 1 month's pay, estimates range from maybe about $12,000 to $10,000 to $15,000.
那么照那个时候那个钱来看的话，可能是照现在的这个钱来看，大约是12,000-15,000之间。
In the Old Testament, there's also a verse that talks about a person paying 30 pieces of silver to compensate a person for the loss of a slave.
在旧约的这个传统里头也讲，这30块钱相当于一个仆人、一个奴隶的价钱。
So Jesus was betrayed for the equivalent price of a slave.
所以耶稣基督在他们的眼中把他看成一个像奴隶的那么一个人。
It really wasn't a lot of money we were talking about.
实际上在那个时候也不是很多的钱。
So why would Judas do this?
为什么犹大要这样子做?
One reason was that Judas loved money.
因为犹大喜爱钱。
Judas must have shown at some point that he had some appealing qualities for the disciples put him in charge of the treasury bag.
所以那个时候可能其他的门徒愿意让他来掌管这个钱包。
So they must have thought at some point that he was trustworthy and honest.
他们也许认为他很可靠，可以让他来掌管这个钱包。
But in John's Gospel, we read that Judas would actually often steal money from the treasury bag.
从约翰福音我们看到犹大常常在这个钱包里头偷钱。
And elsewhere in his Gospel, John describes Judas as being very greedy.
那么在约翰福音也记载，那么犹大的确是非常的贪心。
More importantly, Judas never really believed in Jesus.
更重要的，犹大从来不相信耶稣基督。
I mean, he was one of the disciples, and he spent much time with Jesus.
他是耶稣的门徒, 有很多的时间跟耶稣在一起。
But he never had a genuine relationship with Jesus.
但是他从来没有跟耶稣基督那个真正生命上的联系。
In scripture, we find that the highest title that Judas called Jesus was Rabbi.
在这个经文里头，我们看到犹大对耶稣基督的称呼最多只到称呼他为夫子。
He never calls Jesus Lord.
他从来不称耶稣基督是主。
So because he never truly followed Jesus, Satan was able to enter Judas.
因为他从来不是真正的跟随主，那么撒旦很容易的进到他的心中。
And Satan used him as his tool.
那么撒旦把他用来当作他的工具。
So we see the difference where Peter didn't intend to fail, but Judas all the while intended to fail.
那我们看到彼得跟犹大这最大的一个差别，彼得他没有说用心的去失败，但是犹大是真正的用心去做那败坏的事。
This is why a second contrast to be made is that after the respective acts of failure, Judas feels remorse while Peter repents.
那么我们也看到在这之后，失败之后，犹大他有那么一个懊悔，但是彼得有那么一个忏悔。
Yeah, Judas only feels remorse, while Peter truly feels repentance.
那么犹大单单的觉得懊悔，彼得却是真正出自内心的一个忏悔。
We read this in the first part of chapter 3, of verse 3 in chapter 27.
那我们看到27章前面那几节。
It says, when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse.
那么我们看到犹大他看见耶稣基督被逮捕，被定了罪，他心中里头心出那个懊悔。
After Jesus was arrested, Judas now has this visual of Jesus being bound and condemned and being brought over to Pilate.
那么犹大他看到耶稣基督被逮捕，被抓去要受审，那么他心中发现他有那么一个懊悔。
So Judas now is overcome with guilt and regrets what he did.
那么犹大他心中有那么大的一个懊悔。
In verse 3, in the original language, the word to describe what Judas is feeling is not the word used that is normally used for repentance.
那么在经文的那个原文里头，这个字不是用来讲真正的忏悔悔改，而是讲一个心中的一个懊悔一个。
The term used in the original language only represents just more of like a psychological or emotional sorrow.
那么在原文里头犹大的这个懊悔那个字是讲在情绪上头心理上头的那么一个反应。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 we find a very important verse that talks about this.
哥林多后书七章十节里头特别谈到这个差别。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 reads this, it says, Godly sorrow brings repentance which leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
那么在七章十节，哥林多后书七章十节，他说，如果依照神的意思来忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，那么以至于得救。但是世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
So you see,In Corinthians, the author is making a distinction between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow.
所以在那里把按照神的意思的那种忧愁跟属世的这种忧愁有那么大的一个差别。
Judas just felt worldly sorrow.
那么犹大他的确是那个属世的一个懊悔一个忧愁。
And as the author in Corinthians tells us, that leads to death.
那我们看到也的确他那个忧愁带到他的那个死亡。
Judas really didn't want to repent.
犹大他没有用心去忏悔去悔改。
If you think about it, if Judas really wanted to repent, who should he have gone to?
如果犹大他用心要悔改，他会去找谁？
He should have gone to Jesus, right? He should have gone to God.
他应该去找耶稣基督，对着耶稣基督来悔改。
But from our passage that we read, who did he go to?
但是这个经文告诉我们，他到哪里去？
Says he went to the chief priests and the elders.
他去见那个大祭司长跟那些长老。
And if you think about what was happening at this time, Jesus may have just been a few feet away from Judas.
我们可以看到耶稣基督对他并不是很远。
Jesus was probably just, you know, was in close proximity to the chief priests and elders.
耶稣在那个时候可能就在他的附近，但是他去见那些长老。那些大祭司长。
But he didn't go to Jesus. He went instead to the chief priests and elders.
他没有去见耶稣，却去见那个大祭司长。
And the other interesting thing that I think is interesting is how he refers to Jesus in his confession.
那我们也看到，在他的那个懊悔的时候，你看他怎么样称呼耶稣。
He tells the chief priests, "I have betrayed innocent blood."
他告诉大祭司长。我的确是背叛了这些无辜的人。
That's all he refers to Jesus as, an innocent man.
他叫耶稣基督是那个无辜的人。
Once again, he doesn't acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah or the Son of God.
他从来没有称耶稣基督是那一位弥赛亚，是神的儿子。
He only recognizes that he betrayed an innocent man.
他单单的知道他是使这个无辜的人受害。
The contrast, what happens to Peter after he denies Jesus, we find in Scripture that the description is somewhat brief.
那么我们看到彼得他不认耶稣基督的时候，他所做出的一个反应。
But even though it briefly describes what happens, I think there's a few things we can glean from this.
有几件事我们可以在经文里看到。
In the end of verse 74 of chapter 26,
那么马太26章74节,
yeah, it says, immediately a rooster crowed.
那么彼得他那个时候发咒起誓说。
Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken.
Yeah, 他发誓说 yeah. 我不认得那个人立刻 yeah, 记住叫了。
Yeah, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
他就记得耶稣基督的话说在鸡叫之前你要三次不认我。
And it said he went outside and he wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
In the original language, the term used for wept bitterly means to It's a very strong expression. It means to just sob very loudly.
那么这个在原文里头，这个表情是一个非常强烈，出去非常悲痛的那种的哭泣。
He was just wrenching in the agony of repentance.
是心里头充满了那个忏悔的那种的痛苦。
In the parallel account of this incident in the Gospel of Luke, Luke adds one more piece of very important information.
在路加福音22章里头，也有一个很小的、一个很重要的一段经文。
In Luke chapter 22, after denying Christ for the third time, verse 61 tells us, "The Lord looked straight at Peter."
那么路加22章61节那个时候，看到主转过身来看彼得。
Then Peter remembered.The word the Lord had spoken to him.
那彼得就想起主对他所说的话。
So remember once again that Peter was in the courtyard of the high priest's house.
彼得他那个时候在那个大祭司长的庭院里头。
Most likely there was a window and Peter could look into the window where Jesus was being questioned.
也许他可以那个时候有一个窗户，他可以从那个窗户的外面看进去，看得到耶稣基督被问罪。
He may not have heard all that was being said, but we read in our passage that it tells us his accusers were spitting in his face and were punching him with their fists.
他原是真正看到那些钉钉，用吐沫，唾沫吐在耶稣的脸上，然后用拳用掌来击打耶稣。
So imagine Peter looking into this window after denying Jesus for the third time.
所以你可以想象得到，彼得他三次不认主，却在这个窗户看到耶稣基督所受的苦。
He sees Jesus, his face beaten and bloody from being pounded with the fists.
他可以看得到耶稣基督的脸已经打成不像样了，然后流血。
His face was covered with spit as his enemies spit on him.
可以看到他的脸上有这个钉钉的唾沫，也有血被打出来。
And Peter saw this, and he saw the agony of Jesus on Jesus' face.
他看到耶稣基督那个脸上的那个痛苦。
But Peter realized that his agony was not just from the beatings of being spit upon, but also that Jesus' words rang true that Peter would deny him three times.
他心中，彼得心中的那个懊悔，的确是不单单是看到耶稣基督脸上的那个所受的苦，而是他记得耶稣基督事先告诉他。
And it was all too much for Peter.
那么对彼得来讲，的确确是很难承担。None
of the gospel writers describe where he went or exactly what Peter did, because it was a private moment of repentance for Peter.
其他的这些福音书没有记载这一段，因为这是他个人一个私下的一个忏悔。
And one well-known American pastor made the excellent point that when you think about it, it wasn't the sin that made Peter repent.
那我们有这么一个名人，他所讲的一句话，他说不是这个罪本身为我们带来那个忏悔。
It was when he saw the face of Jesus and remembered Jesus' words that he broke down and repented.
因为他看到耶稣基督的 面上那个所受的痛苦，他想到了耶稣基督事先告诉他，他会三次不认主，为他带来那个忏悔的心。Yeah,
so similarly, it's not our sin that causes us to repent.
同样的，不是罪本身为我们带来一个忏悔。It's
when we come to understand and recognize the Savior we have sinned against that we know we are drawn to repentance.
是当我们看到耶稣基督。 真正的明白，面对耶稣基督能够为我们带来的那个忏悔。Sin
alone doesn't cause us to change.
罪恶本身不能够为我们带来任何的变化。It's
understanding how wicked our sin is in front of a holy God.
而是在我们面对耶稣基督，能够知道这个罪是何等的深，我们才会有那个忏悔的心。So
Peter seeing Jesus' face and remembering his words. Caused them to repent.
彼得看到耶稣的面孔，他记得耶稣基督的话，他心里头真正的有那么一个忏悔的心。And
finally, I want to contrast that through their different acts, Peter was restored, while Jesus or Judas was rejected.
最后我们要看这么一个对比，耶稣基督的确最后把这个彼得。 能够重新复兴，回归，让他能够重新来侍奉主，但是犹大却是被神所拒绝，所以所唾弃的。Yeah,
we don't have time to look at this passage this morning, but the second half of John 21 talks about Peter's encounter with Jesus after Jesus rose from the dead.
我们可以在约翰福音的21章里头，我们可以看得到。 耶稣基督是怎么样子来复兴，来提拔彼得，然后他那么看到怎么样子犹大他自己把他的生命杀掉。In
this encounter, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
那么在这一段记载里头，21章。 那么耶稣有三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
He asked him three times for every time that Peter denied Christ.
好像是耶稣基督为彼得每一次不认主，他就问他这么一个问题，你爱我吗？
Yeah. And three times Peter replies, I love you, I love you, you know I love you.
那么三次彼得都是这样回答，我爱你，我爱你，你知道我爱你。
And Jesus affirms Peter's statements and reinstates Peter back into ministry by telling him, you know, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep.
那么耶稣非常肯定彼得所讲的话，他三次让他能够去抚养我的小羊，牧养我的羊，然后喂养我的羊，三次能够让彼得能够复兴，能够回到那个侍奉追随主的那条路上。
And for those familiar with the story, we know how Peter was transformed into being the leader of the early church.
那我们也知道在彼得早期他已经生命得到完全的改变，他成为教会的领袖。
For Judas, back in Matthew 27, our passage tells us that he felt such remorse that he threw the money that was given to him back to the chief priests.
在马太27章的时候，我们也看到犹大他心里是那样子的一个懊悔，他回去把这些银钱像那个丢给这些大祭司长。
And then he went and he hung himself.
然后他出去把自己吊死。
Due to his overpowering guilt, he felt from his sin, he believed he had no choice but to kill himself.
他心里有那么大的一个懊悔，他认为没有任何的一个出路，他就出去把自己吊死。
And it's interesting also to see what the chief priests do with the money.
那么很有意思，你看这个大祭司长他是怎么样子处理这些钱。
They pick up the coins and they say to themselves that they know they can't put it back into the treasury because it's blood money.
因为他们自己把这个钱拿起来，自己说这个是血钱，不能够放在那这个店里头的这个钱库。
Yeah, I mean the hypocrisy of the priests is very evident.
所以我们看到这个大祭司长的那个假心假意的这个样子非常的明显。
The priests who originally gave this money to Judas to betray Jesus now want to follow the rules for this money.
那么这些大祭司长原来的目的是要把这些钱给犹大，所以他可以把耶稣卖给他们，但是事后这些大祭司长却认为这个是血钱，不能够接受。
And by referring to this money as blood money, they admit their guilt in this process. For
他们叫这个钱是血钱，也就是承认他们所做的事情是非常败坏。
For they knew they gave this money to someone else, Judas, to have someone else killed, namely Jesus.
因为他们把这些钱给犹大，让犹大能够把一个无辜的人拿来被处死。
So our passage tells us they knew they can't put it back into the treasury, so they decided to use the money to buy a field.
他们知道这个血钱不能够放在这个店里头的这个钱库里头，他们去买这么一块地。
Right. And they called the field Field of Blood because it was purchased with blood money.
所以他们把这块地也叫成血田。
And what was the field used for?
你知道这个血田的目的是什么？
It says to bury foreigners.
那么这血田的目的是埋葬外国人。
Understand, this wasn't a desirable place to be buried.
是一个别人不愿意去埋葬的地方。
What would happen is that if a foreigner came to visit Jerusalem on a business trip or some other reason,
如果你想象有外国人到耶路撒冷，也许是因为经商或者因为其他的原因来到耶路撒冷。
And while he or she was in Jerusalem, something happened such that the person died.
那也许他出了什么的意外，在那个地方死了。
And so if the person didn't have any family or friends to take the person back to his or her hometown,
那么这些外国人也许没有他自己的亲人来处理这个尸体。
They would just bury this person in this field.
所以他们就把这样子的外国人的尸体埋葬在这个血塘里。
Right, so not being an Israelite, this person would just be considered an outcast or stranger.
所以你可以想象，他们把耶稣，把这个犹大也看成这么一个也不归属任何人的这么一个外国人，一个不值得一弃的这么一个人，也埋葬在那里。
Right, and so the government, not knowing what else to do with this body, just threw it in this field.
所以他没有其他的地方可以埋葬犹大，就用这个血田来埋葬他。
And this is representative of what happened to Judas.
所以这是也圣经告诉我们犹大所面对的那个后果。
Judas was exiled from God's community after betraying Jesus, and he died alone.
那么犹大他是卖了耶稣之后，他已经被逐出这个。基督徒这些信徒的那么一个圈圈
His guilt caused him to kill himself.
他出去他把自己吊死
But he couldn't die for his sins.
但是也他不能正常的这个方式去死
Yeah, and he didn't turn, and he wouldn't turn to the person who would eventually die for his sins.
他不愿意去面对主耶稣基督来对他自己的这个罪有所忏悔。
So this was just a tragic ending for the person who committed probably the most tragic act in history.
那么也许这个是圣经上所记载一个最悲伤也最不弃的一个后果。
Yeah. As I wrap up, I want us to understand how we can apply this passage.
我想象我们怎么样子能够来应用这样的一个信息。
Both men failed horribly, but one was able to overcome his failure while the other wasn't.
两个人都有极大的一个失败。
We all have failed, and we all will continue to fail.
那么我们都会面对许多的失败。
But by looking at these two men and seeing the contrast, we see in Peter that we do have a merciful, loving God who is able to restore us.
我们看这两个人的那个失败的对比，我们知道从彼得上，我们看到我们的的确确有这么一个充满恩惠的一位主。
No matter how bad we may have failed, if we go to Him in repentance, there is restoration in Jesus.
无论我们的失败是何等的深、何等的严重，我们都可以回到耶稣基督的面前，他会尽一切的力量来复兴。来让我们归回那个正位。
An old pastor from London wrote this about this account of Peter.
那么有这么一位牧师，那么他对这一段经文有这么一个描述。
He wrote, "I believe Peter's story of transformation is one of the greatest epics of history."
那我们看到彼得他那个认罪悔改那个生命所带来的那个改变是也许在历史上很难找到另外一个例子
It is a remarkable story made all the more remarkable because Peter represents all of us
那么最重要的是彼得可能是代表着我们在许许多多平凡的人
He's impulsive, he's unstable, he is so humanAnd so obviously made of the same stuff as we are.
他也，我们看到彼得，他的确是非常的冲动，非常的也，非常的那些有那些人性的一些弱点，就好像我们中间的每一位。
His character symbolizes ours.
因为他的那个性格，也许代表着我们这中间许许多多人的那个性格。
He says we all see ourselves in him at some point.
那么我们从彼得身上也看到很多我们自己人性软弱的一些地方。
For this reason, we cannot help but take courage as we see how the Lord teaches and transforms Peter.
所以我们可以得到很大的鼓励，看到耶稣基督怎么样子来回复彼得，让他复兴，让他悔改，让他能够恢复到正位。
We learn what the grace of God can do for us too.
我们知道神的那个恩惠 也可以在我们身上做同样的工作。
So I hope in your failures you will be like Peter and not Judas.
所以我们希望我们的失败是像彼得那样子的一个失败，而不是像犹大那样子的一个失败。
That no matter how bad you may have failed, do not turn away from the Lord thinking you are too much of a failure.
无论我们的失败是何等的深、何等的大，我们从来不会去避免去面对耶稣基督，而能够去也很有勇气的去面对。
As I was thinking about this message this morning, I was sitting here and a friend of mine from Hong Kong came to mind.
那么今天早上我坐在这里的时候，我又想到我在香港的一位朋友。
My friend lost her mother many years ago.
我朋友她的母亲过世了，很多年之前过世了。
Because her mother used to like to gamble, and she amassed these huge gambling losses.
因为她的母亲过去是赌博很深，所以失掉了损失了很多的钱。
And so, thinking there was no other way out, the mother committed suicide.
因为她的母亲认为没有其他的出路，所以她就自杀而死。
She never.Came to know the grace and restoration that Jesus could have brought her.
他从来没有那么机会想到耶稣基督有无比的恩惠能够使他的生命挽回。
And I would hope once again that no matter what you've done or what you've gone through, understand that you can always turn to Jesus for restoration.
所以我们无论面对了何等的困境，面对很多的失败。但是我们总是要记得，我们可以回到耶稣基督的面前。
Our passage teaches us if we turn to Him in repentance and humility, He is there for us.
这经文告诉我们，我们回到耶稣基督的面前，很谦卑的去悔改认罪，那么耶稣基督他会让我们得到赦免。
His arms are open wide to receive you.
他的双臂都是向我们敞开来。来接纳我们。
And you will see how he can redeem your life like Peter's.
你可以经历到他怎么样子来拯救你的生命，就好像他拯救了彼得的生命。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the story of Peter and Judas.
天父，我们谢谢你这个彼得跟犹大的故事。
Thank you for the contrast that we can see in these two men.
我们谢谢你让我们看到彼得犹大之间的对比。
And though we are saddened by just Judas' example, we thank you for the hope that we find in Peter's example.
虽然我们为犹大的那个后果非常的伤心，但是我们也可以为彼得的那个转换，我们得到莫大的鼓励。
That we can turn to you, our great, loving, and merciful God.And find restoration from our failures.
我们可以回到这一位充满恩典、慈爱的这位父神。我们可以回到主的面前。我们让我们的生命可以得到完全的拯救。
If anyone in this congregation is dealing now with guilt and shame from failure,
如果今天在我们中间坐着的中间有一些人。他心里的确有很大的亏欠，很大的罪恶感。
I pray that you would help them to see the hope and restoration that you can bring them.
我们也希望你能够看到，也回到主的面前，能够有这么大的一个回转，一个赦罪救赎的这么一个恩典。
That they can be restored back into fellowship with you.
让这样子的一个回转，让我们能够回到我们的团契里头，回到我们的许多的好友、朋友之间。
And they don't have to live in shame or guilt anymore.
我们不需要带着那个罪恶感、带着羞辱来活我们的日子。
We thank you for this freedom that we have through Jesus Christ.
谢谢主，给我们这样子的一个自由，让我们能够在主里头得到赦免。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
阿门。
阿门。